Yelly Kelly by Nancy Sweetland. All boys have to yell sometimes. Anybody knows that. Like, if you get stung by a bee or you hit your thumb with a hammer or some meanie tries to take your sack of marbles. But Kelly yelled all the time. Not just for important things. He yelled when he could only find one shoe. He yelled when the cereal he liked best was gone. And he yelled when his mother washed his face. Sometimes he yelled, "Mom!" Sometimes he yelled, "Help!" But mostly, he just yelled noise. "Kelly," his mother said, "someday you are going to yell too much." But he didn't care. Yelling was fun, and it made him feel good. One day, nothing went right for Kelly. First, he fell out of bed. That made him mad, and he yelled. When he got dressed, his shirt got all tangled up, and he got his arm caught in the neck hole, along with his neck. What did he do? He yelled. His tennis shoe had a knot in the string, too, and he yelled about that. It wasn't a hard knot. He could have just fixed it himself. But Mother did it. "Kelly," she said, "I'll help you. Just don't yell." At the breakfast table, Kelly's father said, "Good morning, Kelly." His big brother said, "Good morning, Yelly Kelly." His baby sister, who couldn't talk at all, hunched up her shoulders and pulled down her neck like a turtle and giggled. This made Kelly very mad, more mad than the knots in his shoestring, and he yelled at everybody, "Leave me alone!" And he ran outside. "I think," said Father, "today is the day to teach Kelly a lesson about all this noise. No matter what, don't answer when he yells." "That's a good idea," said Mother. Baby sister just pulled down her neck like a turtle and giggled. Just then, there was a terrible yell from the backyard. Mother looked at Father. Father shook his head.
"Remember what I said."
Kelly's yelling grew louder. "Help! Help!" Kelly had gone over the fence to catch a butterfly, and instead of climbing back over, he tried to crawl through a hole under the fence. There he was, his legs outside, and his head and arms inside. And there he was, stuck, and nobody came to help Kelly.